That's Original of the Species. Splendid tune indeed from U2's album How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb. I would imagine, Bono, that, I don't know, does Larry like the title? Because I remember he only liked pop as an album title. He said he only liked album titles he could put on a T-shirt. This is going to be a bit of a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, he's very literal-minded, so he keeps saying, it's Origin of the Species, Bono. I say, I know that, Larry. You know what my favourite bit in that tune is? I hope it's going to be a big hit song. I really like that. But if it is, it's the bit where it goes, did it, in the middle.
That makes it sound like a quiz show jingle.
I've never been on a quiz show.
Oh, okay. And may you never, ever appear on a quiz show.
I don't know.
I don't think it's right. The artwork, if I'm right in saying, comes with sort of like an average kind of artwork thing, and then a blistering artwork thing, which is like a booklet.
A book of instructions.
A book of instructions.
On how to
live.
Dismantle an atomic bomb.
Indeed. And it's got lots of stuff written by you and other members of the band, including the, in full, I think, I've never actually seen the Declaration of Human Rights, every single article written out here. What's the thinking behind including stuff like that and lots of illustrations and...
A great album deserves a great artwork. And
which we've kind of lost with the demise of the LP, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, when the Beatles put out Sgt. Pepper's, you know, it wasn't just a listening experience. You had that thing in your hand. I mean, I was too young to buy it, but my brother had it, and I saw it, and I opened it, and I thought, wow, it was a whole world, or even the White Albums like that. And then you get your CD, and it's not a fair fight. No wonder people are downloading. So our thing is, let the download be the paperback, but let's have a hardback edition. And let it be more than even the jewel box. Let's do something really, something special. Something, even if it's a little more expensive, something kind of extraordinary. And it's not just art. It's very personal stuff. There's stuff from notebooks. It's very naive. You know, any journalists out there who really want to take us out, we're making it very easy for somebody to, you know, hit us over the head with a hammer. This book of instructions, or whatever, art book, whatever you want to call it, it's a very special deal for us. And, you know, people put a lot into it. Adam went around photographing the studio that we're in now is about to be knocked down. They've put a compulsory purchase order on it. So it's probably our last album to be made here in Hanover Quay in Dublin. So he just kind of photographed, took lots of photographs around the studio. Larry, who is the least pretentious man, not just in the band, in the world, he said, I'll paint something for it. I said, I didn't think you painted there, Larry. He says, I don't. I'd like to paint for this. So he's painted these things. And then Ed spends far too much time at night up on the internet. And he's brought down some really mad stuff. And the journey of the album is kind of mapped in the book. The way that the kind of album works is it goes from fear to faith. Starts off with the kind of fear and paranoia of Vertigo and then works its way to the sort of joyful noise that is Yahweh. And the book has that.
I want to play Yahweh in just a moment. I would imagine now the album is out and I imagine you've got a tour being planned even as we speak. Does that mean that your work for Trade Justice and so on will have to take a bit of a backseat for a while?
No. No, that's part of just what I do now. Part of my day is working for Data. That's the group that I'm part of is called Data, Debt, Aid, Trade, Africa. The three big issues facing Africa. And people say, what are you always on about Africa for? What's, you know, you could pick anything else. You know, or Americans come and say, we love your cause. It's a great cause. Like, and everyone's got their cause. You know, everyone's got their pet cause. And some people's causes are their pets. But this 6,500 Africans dying every day of preventable, treatable diseases, not a cause. It's an emergency. And this group, Data, are the best, smartest people. And they will be coming on tour with us. And we will go, we'll turn up in towns, do Data events as well as U2 events.
And so it actually just becomes, in the way that you've supported Amnesty and so on in the past, it just becomes part of who and what the band are.
Yeah, I mean, the band sort of support me in Data, but we are as a band involved in Amnesty International and Greenpeace and a few other things.
Let's play Yahweh then, a bold track. It's sort of the last track on the album, except that it isn't, because in the UK we're going to get Fast Cars as an extra bonus thing. I don't think the word Yahweh has ever turned up in any rock and roll song ever, has it?
Well, I was surprised when it turned up in my mouth, to be honest with you. It's a beautiful sounding word, and I sang it, and it sounded like Yahweh, and I knew the word Yahweh myself, which I said to Jimmy Iovine, who runs Interscope Records, I played it to him. He said, "Wow, that's a great song." He said, "What's Yahweh?" I said, "It is the unspeakable name for God, Jimmy." He said, "Ow." He said, "I wish you hadn't told me that." He said, "Oh, God." He said, "That could have been a big hit song." I said, "Well," he said, "could you call it Ali?" And Ali's my wife's name. I said, "No, it's Yahweh." And it's just this beautiful prayer, or I don't even know what you'd call it at the end of the album. And
you're not supposed to say that word, are you? I mean, there would be some maybe Orthodox religious Jews who'd say, "Not quite sure about this as a song."
Well, it's not meant to offend anyone, and I try not to say it. I just sing it.
Right. Well, I've just said it.
You just said it. You'll be in trouble.
I'm the one in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Fell into that. A tour? When do you start thinking about that, or is it already mapped out?
In the spring. I start off in the US and come to Europe in the summer, and very, very excited about it. These are live songs, and that is where they will live.
It's been fantastic talking to you again, Bonner. Thank you very much indeed for your time. We'll play Yahweh from the new album. Wish you all the best, sir. We'll see you on tour.
We are always at your service, Simon, and I love your show.
What a creep. Bonner, thank you. So from How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb, which is out today...